You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Two-time Super Bowl champion B-Mac Bryant McFadden. And Bryant, it's good to have you back on the show, man. It was great to see you this week. I think it was early last week, maybe, at the end of last week where you were at Falcons training camp. And I just want to start with your takeaways from what you got, man. I mean, I know you interviewed a lot of guys. We've been doing the same thing. And look, we're comparing notes. Tell us what you think about this team and the sense you got from it with your time with them.
I think this is a talented team with the Falcons this upcoming season. I really love the depth, especially in the trenches for either side of the football field. And, you know, of course, when you talk about Atlanta, this season you start and you stop that conversation with who? Michael Penix. You know, the day that I was there watching, it actually was a rainy, ugly day. And you couldn't tell with Michael throwing the football. I mean, he really was accurate. He was really precise with his decision making. And one thing that I noticed too, guys, if you guys recall, because of the injury to Darnell Mooney, we saw Kyle Pitts playing more wide receiver than anything. And, you know, he was getting Kyle the football. So I don't know if that was primarily because of, you know, just needing some more bodies at the wide receiver spots, or is that something that they potentially could do throughout the course of the year. But in all, Kyle looked real good playing wide receiver, and Michael was real confident in getting him the football, and they made a lot of things happen through the passing game that day I was there.
Obviously, you're not going to see everything at practice, but I like the idea of using Bijan as a wideout as well. Using athleticism creates some mismatches. There was one car, remember we watched, it was like kind of a bunch formation, yeah. And that's the kind of stuff, the imagination, B, we think we should use with the kind of athletes we got.
No question. Okay, so when you look at athletic, skillful running backs in the National Football League, they kind of fit the same pedigree. We're starting to see that become more of a thing. Detroit, they're doing that with Jahmyr Gibbs, you know, lining him up at wide receiver. You just talked about Bijan in Atlanta and the way they're trying to use him. Heck, I'm here currently in Chicago, and I watched joint practices with the Bears and with the Dolphins today. And Mike McDaniel of the Miami Dolphins, he's utilizing Devon Achane the same way. So I think this is an opportunity to kind of create mismatches when you have that offensive weapon in the backfield like Atlanta does. Heck, we've seen this done with Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco with Christian McCaffrey as well. So to your point, yes, I'm all for it, because now when you see Bijan Robinson in the huddle, you instantly think that he's going to line up in the backfield, but now he can line up anywhere in the lineup, and that gives you as a defender more things to worry about.
Well, while you're talking about Chicago, it's Bryant McFadden joining us here on Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's the vibe on Caleb, man? Caleb has a lot of pressure on him. Right. New coach, new coordinator. What's the deal?
Hey, Carl, Mike, I literally just said, my personal opinion, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong or agree with me or disagree, either or. But I think Caleb has the most pressure out of any quarterback in the NFC North, in my opinion. The most pressure.
Agreed.
And the reason why is because they went and got the most coveted offensive mind that was available in Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson, with his first-round pick, added more offensive talent in drafting Colston Loveland, top 10. You look at the additions they made offensive line-wise, which was a feeble part of their team a year ago. You know, you brought in Drew Dalman. You took him from Atlanta. You brought in Joe Thuney from Kansas City. So they've done everything to improve the offense to help their young quarterback out. And now is the time. They're not going to be patient with him in terms of the fans, right? So what I saw from Caleb today was some highs and some lows. Clearly the offense is not where they need to be, where they need to be right now. But I think the biggest adjustment for Caleb is being able to hit rhythm-like throws from the pocket. Because what Jared Goff did with Detroit under Ben Johnson was work from within the pocket. Clearly he's not the athlete that Caleb Williams is, but instead of improvising and getting out and trying to make these highlight-like throws, working from within the pocket is probably going to be his biggest adjustment.
I know that they're giving him tough love. How's he going to respond? Because you know all that pre-draft stuff. We said it was a lot of noise. I mean, you can do things with style. Now, granted, not everybody's into painting their fingernails, but you know how the old school guys made that into a thing. It just seems like there's extra pressure because, you know, it's when you watch the video and the way Ben Johnson's handling it, does he need a pat in the ass? Does he need like a hug or does he need a kick in the butt?
Hey, Mike, that's a great question because Chicago fans, just the city of Chicago, they love their sports. They're a hometown rabid fan base, right? And let's say, hypothetically speaking, because Chicago, their first two games, they played Minnesota and Detroit, two divisional games. And let's say, hypothetically speaking, they get off to an 0-2 start. Caleb is not looking good. You know how the fans are. They're going to jump on him. Can he handle right. that? Can he handle that? You know, everyone is not as thick skin like a Jalen Hurts who can handle the criticism like he's handled. Everyone can handle the criticism like a Dak Prescott. You know what I mean? Can he handle that criticism if it happens to a point where they get off to a slow start and they're losing ball games? Because two things happen in those situations, guys. You know this is watching the games. Either that player fights through that adversity and comes out on top, or he goes into a shell. And, you know, hopefully for Chicago, the fans, hopefully for their sake, they don't have to worry about jumping on him, because we know if they get off to a slow start, you know how these fans in Chicago can be.
Bryant, I don't want you to lie to us, because you were in Pittsburgh as well. I want the truth about what's going on up there. Is there real confidence in Aaron Rodgers? What's the scoop?
Hey, listen, I can tell you this much. When I sat down, I had an opportunity to talk with Aaron on camera and off camera for a nice amount of time. The man wants to be there. It wasn't a situation where it was all about the money. They had to do this to get him. He's literally playing to his standard for kibbles and bits. So he really wants to be there. And the thing that Aaron shared with me, guys, he said, man, for the very first time in a long time, he's staying up late in dorm rooms and playing video games with young guys.
Wow.
Like, when you're in that dorm life, it forces you to be with each other. When you're in that dorm life in training camp, you have to learn the players. You have to you're around each other, so now you become more comfortable and become more acclimated with each other. And now it develops a brotherhood, a sense of togetherness. And that's what he talked about. He was just saying, man, like no knock on any other organization that he's been a part of, but in Pittsburgh it's different because it's just you. You learn, guys. You're playing video games. And think about the team camaraderie that is establishing. If you're a rookie, if you're a second-year guy, and you're in the room with Aaron Rodgers, and y'all arguing and debating about Madden or FIFA and things like that, that brings you together. And those are the things that we used to do when we were amidst of championship-like runs. When I was there, we all spent time together. We ate together. We did everything. We played basketball together. You know, we played cards together. It provided a sense of togetherness, and that's what he's echoing. And every day has been a great day on the offense. They're getting better and better, and he's establishing a relationship with him and DK Metcalf. So all in all, everything has been as best as possible coming from Steelers camp in regards to Aaron Rodgers.
One more nugget on Aaron Rodgers as former Steeler BMAC. Brian McFadden's with us here on Dukes and Bell. He was talking about his teammate, kid that was drafted in the third round, Roman Wilson out of Michigan. Says, I got to get Roe out of his head a little bit, Carl. He went on our sister station, The Fan, up in Pittsburgh. He goes, I think he's such a good kid. He cares so much whether it's my approval or if he's doing right. He says, he's just got to trust himself because he's so damn talented. So it's kind of interesting. Basically saying to play free and not think out there and just do it. And is that cool or uncool to say?
You know, I love what he is saying to Roman, because Roman is coming to a situation where he didn't play at all a year ago. You know, he was a high-round drafted guy, didn't play at all a year ago, and now they need him to step up, especially when you talk about trading George Pickens. You got to find some other pass catchers that can stand up in the paint outside of DK Metcalf, and I think this is more self-inflicted pressure that he's putting on himself if he drops a pass or if he's you know, he takes the wrong step on a route. But Aaron, as a leader, those are things he needs to tell him. Man, listen, don't worry about that. You're going to make mistakes. Get over it, and let's bounce back. Because they don't need Roman Wilson. This year, they're going to need Roman Wilson to really flourish mightily because of the lack of playmakers they have at the wide receiver position. So, I mean, that's what you want to hear from your quarterback. And I love that Aaron has accepted this new role on this new team to be able to say things to the younger guys to kind of get them to be at their best.
Hey, you mentioned you're in Chicago. Dolphins up there doing, you know, the practices with them. What's the scoop on the Dolphins, man? I think there's a lot of pressure on Mike McDaniel. Everybody's talking about all these other coaches. They got to win a playoff game, B.
Oh, no question. I agree with you mightily. There's a lot of pressure on Mike McDaniels. They got to win a playoff game. They got to be consistent. And they got to find a way to beat good teams. And, oh, by the way, play in cold weathers in November and December football. Football is an outdoor sport. You got to find a way to adjust to those said elements. And the kicker about this year for Mike McDaniels, the reason why there's an abundance of pressure on him, you were able to benefit from a watered-down division for your first few years in the league. It was all about the Buffalo Bills and no one else, right? Now, if you look at the talent that the New England Patriots have added, along with the new coaching staff, you look at what the Jets are doing, it's almost like, guys, if you had to rank the AFC East teams – 1 through 4. I mean, I think I would have Miami dead last right now. And that's solely because of the personnel, the lack thereof, in terms of talent. You know, you look at Miami, they traded away Jalen Ramsey. They traded away Jonnu Smith. They allowed their best safety in Javon Holland to walk. I mean, they have allowed a lot of quality players to leave their organization, and it's not like they really improved in those areas. You know what I mean? So, to your point, I agree with you. I think this is a very, very pressure-like situation for Miami, for Mike McDaniels to kind of get back to being in good grace. Because you remember a few years ago, he was like considered the new hot thing, the new up-and-coming Sean McVay. Well, that fizzled out very, very, very fast, considering what has happened in the last few years.
One of the things, Brian, as Brian McFadden joins us here, guys, you're up at camp, and Carl and I have been debating, because obviously, you know, preseason, it does stink for fans. You don't get to see, obviously, the stars. But do you get enough if you can do what the Falcons did? We saw them basically simulate 11-on-11, a real game. They even had a halftime. I mean, how much of that, especially with the Titans coming to town, you're getting those workouts. You just mentioned Dolphins, Bears. The fans aren't going to like it, but are we going to get enough so Rod doesn't have to start these guys at all this preseason?
You know what? This is how I look at this in terms of preseason action for starters. What were you a year ago? Were you a good team? Did you make the playoffs? Did you have a
successful year? We would
have
been, yeah. It's a loaded question.
I'm yes. just saying, yeah. Right?
Right, right.
Because to your point, Chicago and Miami, they're practicing today, and they have a game on Sunday, so they already stated the starters are not going to play. Why? Why wouldn't the starters play? Chicago hasn't made the playoffs in about 4 or 5 years. Miami hasn't had any playoff success. They missed the playoffs a year ago. Two teams, in terms of pressure, they have to really look at that. So why shouldn't they play? It's different when you have 11-on-11 in a practice element than being in the stadium. I was out with the Raiders a week ago, right? They actually had a mock game the day I was there, but their starters played last night. It's about rhythm. Look at Kansas City. Every year Pat Mahomes plays in the preseason. Every year the starters for Andy Reid play in the preseasons. And guess what? Every year they're competing for what? A Super Bowl.
Yeah.
A Super Bowl, one of the more prolific offenses, even though they didn't have good team success, was Cincinnati, the Bengals, Joe right. Burrow, T. Higgins, Jamar Chase. Guess who played the first two series for...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Cincinnati offensively.
Yep.
Joe Burrow.
QB.
Ja'Marr Chase.
Yep.
So I understand it's a personal preference, but me personally, if you're asking me what is, if you were you good last year? Did you earn the right to not play in preseason play? That's my question.
It's a great question. BMAC, man, continue the great work. I know you're still making your way around camps. We're looking forward to all those reports. Check them out, guys, CBS. And we look forward to getting you back on next week as we count down to the regular season. Have a great weekend, B.
All right, thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.